from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the Back Page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Hello, Bo.
A few of Olympic stories here. First off, we'll start with Snoop Dogg, who's firing it up for the Olympics, baby. Quite literally. As Snoop Dogg has been announced to be an Olympic torchbearer.
Really?
This coming weekend. He's not going to be the one that actually lights the flame, right. But he is going to be one of the bearers running through the streets.
So it won't
of France.
Be lit when he has it.
It'll be what he's carrying will be lit. He's not lighting the big torch because they carry the little torch.
He could light a joint.
If he does,
oh yeah.
If he finds one of the things, oh, he has to.
Look, Snoop just opened his own dispensary last week. He has to do this.
Yes.
Come on, Snoop. I'm not sure if it's legal in France. I'm not sure what.
I think everything's legal in France.
Most things are legal in all of Europe.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're the only ones that are.
Yeah, they're a lot more relaxed about that.
I always remember the day when the torch came through Fort Valley. It was just a lot. The streets were lined up and everything when they passed the torch from Fort Valley, obviously on the way up here. It was such a big deal. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I was like, not paying any attention. Like, I didn't realize how big a deal it was to have the Olympics in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, because like I said, we were living in Fort Valley then.
Right. You don't when you're a kid, you don't realize stuff like that.
Junior high school.
Right. Muhammad Ali, toured the nation because he was the guy. We got to meet him, my junior golf program. We got to line up. I think it was at Snoqualmie Ridge or maybe it was at Newcastle. I don't remember what. Doesn't matter. We lined up, and every kid, one by one, got to go by and shake Muhammad Ali's hand.
Dude.
And I was like, can we hurry this up so I can go have lunch?
Do you know how
envious I was 11, I am, and I'm an idiot.
Envious I am of you to have met Muhammad Ali?
Yeah. Do you know how envious I am of how dumb I was when I was little to not appreciate it?
It's like a handful of athletes or people all time that I want to meet.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't appreciate it because I was a stupid 11-year-old.
Yes.
Who's this guy?
We got to hold a gold medal when I was in third grade when my mom was stationed at Fort Gordon. Ray Mercer, who won the gold medal, his niece was in my class. And so he came to our class, I think it was third grade, and we all got to hold his gold medal.
Weed illegal in France. So,
man.
Tread lightly.
Well, speaking of banned substances thing that's not banned in France, as I told y'all probably about a month or so ago, in this very segment, they have listed for the 2024 Olympics in Paris, they lifted the intimacy ban and supplied the place with 300,000 pieces of contraceptives.
But apparently there was a ban on intimacy.
Yes. I don't know that it did any good. I mean, how are you going to catch people? But
a ban in Olympic Village?
Ban in Olympic Village.
Yeah.
But it's not anymore.
Hell no.
And they got stocked up.
Yeah.
But I guess in order to curb this, fornicating and whatnot, they made the beds out of cardboard, and they're supposed to collapse under a certain amount of weight. Well, now a bunch of Olympians are taking to the internet to show you that they're not, in fact, going to collapse under a bunch of weight, and they're fully ready to go.
The thing with it over there is that they're bringing a lot of people, especially Americans, they're bringing all the air conditioning units and stuff like that over there because people in France, they like their temperature at 80. For real, they don't keep their temp down.
In my kind of place. I'm actually 75.
Really?
My
wife likes it. I'm like, every time, it never fails.
If it weren't for complaining kids, my house would be set at 75.
Go behind her and everything. But yeah, I mean, let me tell you, if I'm single and I'm one of these Olympic athletes, okay, I'm making my way over to, the Swedes. Volleyball team.
I'm
making my.
But even if the bed did collapse, because they are made out of cardboard, but they won't collapse. But even if they would, wouldn't you just find another way?
Yeah.
I mean, the bed collapsing.
The bed
is
collapsing
not
is not
going to
stop me.
That would probably be more fun.
Like, I'm going to be every.
I'm a towel on the floor guy anyway.
Yeah. Don't change nothing. But I'm telling you, I'm going to be at all of those, you know.
Or wherever.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it ain't got to be volleyball girls. It could be shot putters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Like horse riders.
That's not the only thing.
Bow and arrow folks.
Yeah, absolutely. Bullseye,
yeah,
baby.
Archers. Yeah, man, huh?
Archers.
Yeah, them too. Yeah, yeah, I mean, no matter.
Equestrians.
You let me get over there. You let me get over there with yeah.
Country, sport.
Don't matter.
Floor. Don't matter. Care.
Yeah,
condom.
Yeah, wrestlers.
It's all unimportant.
Yeah, get you one.
Oh, wrestlers.
A
they don't have women. I don't think they have women's wrestling.
They don't got women wrestling.
They don't.
Do
they?
You know,
okay.
Hey,
oh, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Brock Lesnar's daughter is
put
a really
me in
good
a figure four leg lock.
You know, you can say me. I'll go over that tussling with old.
And make me
with,
scream
with Ingrid from
oh, you know Ingrid.
You know Ingrid.
Ingrid's got a grip on her.
Ingrid will put you in the damn what was Lex Luger's the human torture rack. Ingrid, how you back there?
Damn right.
Yeah.
Speaking of female wrestlers, I wonder when Brock Lesnar's daughter's gonna be old enough to compete in the Olympics. Have you seen her?
Yeah. She's not a wrestler. She's a
like a weightlifter.
Shot put.
Abe would know.
Oh,
shot
so play. She is an Olympian?
Yeah.
No.
Abe would know.
Bummer. She didn't win at college.
Speaking of Olympians.
Oh, baby.
Andy, you covered Clyde the Glide back in the day, right?
Damn, Andy.
Nope. You did not?
How old do you think I am?
I don't know. Old enough
to... How old do you think he is?
Maybe not.
I think Clyde Drexler got traded from the Blazers in 1995.
All right.
Damn. I was like.
Okay, so yeah.
But
that
I'm familiar
been,
with
yeah.
his work. I'm familiar with his work.
Is Clyde the Glide known to be, you know, short on money these days, short on funds? Because Clyde the Glide is putting his 1992 Dream Team Olympic medal up for auction.
Really?
Expected to fetch $250,000.
Now, I think
you
Clyde's
would think
a pretty
these
savvy
things
businessman.
Would mean something to people.
If you're up against a pinch, you don't sell it.
I don't think Clyde is, though. I think, by all accounts, he's like
when, I mean, to me, it would seem like you would
investor.
Have to be in trouble to
did he
put
leave it
like
in
this.
A storage unit?
I just think he doesn't care about
unit?
It. I just think he doesn't care that much about it.
Yeah, like, is that one of the things where, like, I mean, you buy storage unit, you forget it, you might have put it in storage, and you didn't pay on it, and somebody bought the storage unit, or something? I don't know.
Kind of strange. So
this here says he's worth 20 mil. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
So why would he care about 250 for his living money?
Wow.
I don't know.
Maybe he's unloading himself of material possessions and becoming a Buddhist.
Maybe. That does happen.
I have no idea.
Also in the Olympics, this one's going to be... British tennis player Andy Murray's last Olympics. He is hanging them up and retiring.
Good
sure, nobody really cares, but there you
go. No, I mean, I care. Nice little run.
Yeah.
If he wasn't in this era, probably would be thought
might
of
have
as
more.
One of the you know, a little bit more highly thought of.
Pretty good win.
He was like the fourth best guy in an era with the three best guys ever. So
yes.
It was pretty hard to be Andy Murray. He still got a Wimbledon, though, which is pretty good, or two maybe. I don't know.
So this guy's not winning
plus,
the Olympics.
I like guys named Andy.
But he is winning in life, and that's UGA quarterback Carson Beck, who is expected to be the number one overall pick next year. We have a full season to go. So let's see. Carson Beck, he's got the Lamborghini station wagon.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Expected to be the number one overall draft pick.
Yeah,
now he
team.
Takes to IG, confirming that he's dating Hannah Cavender.
Did
of
we
the
know
Cavender
that
twins.
It wasn't
confirmed.
Official.
It was just a rumor.
Oh.
It wasn't IG official.
Oh,
they are
okay. Now social media official. Dating one of the Cavender sisters.
This day and age, that's the big deal.
Oh, okay.
Because right. Before, he just showed up like in a live, somebody else's live.
Uh-huh.
He was in the background with her.
Uh-huh.
And so there was speculation. Wild speculation.
Okay.
Around the internet.
Oh, so that's what happened. Look at you, old TMZ watching that.
Yeah,
boy.
I'm just trying to stay up to date. You know what I mean?
Look at you.
Just trying to know some stuff.
Oh.
But yeah, no, now it's official, so... Congratulations.
Good for
to
him,
them.
Man. Good
and
for
And over
him.
To the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings
where did she
doing
go
the right thing. Who?
Where did she
Miami.
Go to okay. okay.
Hoops. And then she also, they were flirting with the WWE for a while, both the Cavender sisters, in an NIL deal, but I haven't seen them. They haven't shown up in any programming or anything. So, who's to say?
Who's
Minnesota
to say?
Vikings doing the right thing. They're going to honor Kyrie Jackson's signing bonus, turning that over to his estate.
Good.
$800,000
good.
To help cover funeral expenses
good.
And other things
good.
Like that. So,
good
for y'all.
I also
good.
Saw that the Vikings were going to wear a KJ
mm-hmm.
decal.
They're
going to
wear a decal on their helmet,
on their
and
helmet.
No one's going to wear 31 this year.
Yeah. Good for them.
Just an absolute tragedy.
Yeah, man. That's
horrible.
Awful.
Yeah, man. But they did right by him and all those different things. But, yeah, it's just damn. Just still, because we talk about it, and it's we say it in a joking way, but we're dead-ass serious. Just get to camp. You know what I mean? Don't do, and then, you know, you hear this tragedy. You see damn Addison getting arrested to sleep that damn in his car, all that other crap, man. These like get there, and then like there.
Your dreams are just
it's
around
right
the
there.
Corner.
It's one, right there,
just around the corner.
One more before we break. Another birthday shout out today to my eldest, Isabella, turns 23 today. The college graduate, much smarter than I was at her age. Got her life together and such. Just got a new dog about a year ago. Happy birthday, Bella. We love you.
You said
happy got birthday,
her,
Bella.
Better, she got herself to get, like. You always want your children.
Well,
to
she has a job. She has a dog. When I was her age, 23, I did not.
Yeah. What was 23 year old?
Well, that's what I was saying. What was 23 year old? What was 23 Bo like?
Oh, I was going on 12-hour blackjack binges in freaking Harrah's Casino.
Wow!
After I got off my bartending shifts at Outback Steakhouse. Hell yeah!
Yeah, that sounds like you. Sounds hey, like fun.
I thought I've lived life. I think I've done. I think I've done mostly everything I've ever wanted to do ever in my life. But Bo seems like he's done so much more.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, but like different stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like you've done a lot of stuff you've done, which sounds awesome.
Yeah. I've had
you've
a lot of fun.
A lot of stuff you've done, which is different.
I probably should not have made it out of my 20s.
Right.
Yeah, I've had a lot of fun in my life.
First of all, he's, wow, man.
Oh, man, I bet you. I've got a lot of theories about
it. I could write a book about it.
I bet you did great.
What year did you become Bo?
At the Outback Bar.
What year did you become Bo?
I've had two almost got into a fight. That was.
Oh, awesome. I'm sure. I'm a 23-year-old Bo. Huh?
What year did I what?
What year did you become Bo?
Well, I became Bo when I was like age 3.
Okay.
I started spelling at BEAU when I was a freshman in high school.
Okay. Okay.
No, I bet 23-year-old Bo was just a cougar slayer at that Outback Bar, man.
Well, so my daughter that just turned 23 was born in when I was 24. So, yeah. 23-year-old me? Yeah.
So there you go. There you go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.